Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Now, Phil, have you got a secret closeted clause in your AFL contract? I didn't see you in the top player money list.
I reckon I was just out of it.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Yeah, they gave the top 50 in the paper this week, Rick, and I've just picked out the top half a dozen sort of thing. And, some names there that I sort of thought, wow, I didn't think they'd be on that sort of money.
Well, I couldn't. I agree totally with you. I mean, I guess we could say that Franklin.
Yeah, we always knew he was, but you know.
And McGovern, Martin, yeah. And Fife.
Yeah, I think the top four.
You wouldn't really argue over those. I mean, you know, what's a couple of $1,000 between friends?
But, oh, I mean, that's big
but
money.
But what about the best top players payments in South Australia?
The South Australian boys, we got Ollie at 850, around the 850 mark, which he probably could, with his season this year, he's in probably Brownlow medal form, as we know. 43 possessions Saturday again, or yeah, Saturday night it was. And the one I'm a little bit, I sort of, my eyebrows flicked up in my head, was Sloaney at 875. I thought, probably yeah. A bit high for him, I thought.
Well, I think you've brought up the right concept and the topic. Ollie's having a year out. You know, he gets a lot of hard balls that a lot of people don't see.
Yep.
But he's getting balls everywhere this yep. year. This would arguably be his best and most noticeable year. Whereas with Sloane, if you go back a few years, I mean, I'm nearly arguing for him now, believe it or not. If you go back a few years, he did a lot of grunt and won a lot of balls, whereas A, he's not in that form, and B, you know, he's had injuries and whatever.
Yep.
So I could almost, when he's at his best, I reckon you could argue that he's on that sort of money.
I agree.
But whether he's ever going to get back to his best.
I don't think. And his leg speed's gone.
Yes. And the other thing is that you are partially, I reckon, as good as the players around you.
Exactly right. You are exactly right.
With all due respect to the Adelaide Crows, they haven't got a team, you know, of a good team.
No.
And so their better players are having to struggle with lesser players around them. So, I think he's overpaid for where he's at this moment in time.
I would have thought that.
Any other big shocks?
No, I didn't. I just picked out the first half a dozen there, sort of, Rick. We won't sort of harp on that. We'll go into last week's games, which were a couple upsets there, Rick. It's my footy tips took a big building. Let's get it out of the way straight away, Rick.
What's happened?
You are now two in front of me.
Did you hear that, team?
Because I quickly changed to Collingwood Sunday morning, which almost paid off for me. 9 points down with a minute and a half to go. I can't think of his name.
I didn't think that.
Could have marked it and kicked the goal. They would have been 3 points down.
Didn't think that 9 points equated to a victory.
It didn't. And so that's why I'm two behind. So we got that out of the way. But has Gold Coast beaten Richmond?
Well, there you go. With all due respect, and it's only an alleged concept, but a friend of mine,
a person said, you know,
said words to the effect that Richmond seem to be playing without love any longer, whereas their coach is playing with love.
Well, somebody put on the Facebook that karma's a bitch. Mrs. Hardwick getting back at him for leaving her pre-season. So,
one would like to think that football isn't governed by internal matters, but it is an intriguing thought that the as it were, not the demise, you'd hardly say they're it's catastrophic, but in terms of their previous consistent form, Richmond seemed to have lost the plot, and it's coincided with the outbreak of
and Basher Hurley could have played his last game, Rick.
Oh,
He's out of contract at the end of the year, and he's done an ankle out for this. He's gone this season, and will they re-sign him next year? Is the whole thing. 32 or 33 could have seen Bill Basher, and he hadn't even a great player.
Oh, he has been. He has been.
But anyway, let's get on with it. Geelong and Essendon.
Geelong.
No, that was last week. You're tipping last week's. Oh, that's good. No wonder you're in front of me. Yeah, Geelong beating Essendon, obviously.
Yep.
Melbourne and GWS. There's an upset. GWS now in the eight with that win.
It is. I really don't know how you look at GWS form. It's all over the place. Yeah. As I think I've said on this show a number of times over the years, in theory, with the list they've got, they should have won three or four premierships. Yep. And they seem to promise so much and deliver so infrequently. Yep. But, there you know.
It's up to Richmond now to get back in, knock them back out. So, and then we had Adelaide and Brisbane. Well, that was Adelaide got halfway there.
Yes,
Brisbane,
yeah.
Although they were competitive in the first half. But anyway, Brisbane up there.
Yes.
Frio and Carlton with that was the other game that I very did you
never Fremantle, in doubt.
6 goals, 18.
Bad kicking is bad football, Phil.
Correct. No argument.
And don't, that doesn't take my tip away.
No, you're right. It does mine. Hawthorn and Port. Obviously, Port up.
Well,
there.
I mean, they
wasn't that convincing, was it?
It wasn't that convincing, to be honest. I reckon it was one of the most ordinary games of football I've watched in a long time.
It wasn't easy to watch, I must admit. But Hawthorn are on the up. They're not a bad side.
Well, you've got to remember, they recruit well. They always have. They are now. And
you've got some news on
that. They've got a good coach. But the news, breaking only today, is that the great, and I honestly consider him to be probably the best coach in the AFL in the last 20 years, possibly.
But has he won Coach of the Year in the AFL?
Never.
No, what? That, so it can't be that good.
Oh, what a joke that is.
Isn't
but anyway, Hawthorn always staying ahead of the pack.
Yep.
They've planned, and Alistair Clarkson's last year will be next year.
Yep, 2022.
And Sammy Mitchell, who obviously great player for Hawthorn, he coaching their seconds or Box Hill. He will take over in 2023.
Very good. Great. I mean, that's why they're such a good club.
Of course it is.
Pre-planning.
And you see any talk about him going to, Mitchell, I mean, going to Collingwood or anywhere else.
He's been bantered around there.
Good night, nurse. That's all over.
Go on. See ya.
Stitched up at Hawthorn.
So hopefully we can get rid of Vossie then. did that come out loud then, Rick? Sydney and West Coast. What has happened? Have the wheels fallen off of them?
Well,
your team, West Coast.
Yeah, well, I've handed in my membership. I cannot believe what's going on there.
They get a real hidings. 92 points. 97 the other week.
It is almost, I mean, I...
Where's Jack Darling and Kennedy?
It is almost unbelievable is a very overused term, but... You cannot believe that a side with the talent that they've got can be playing like they do. I mean, they do have a reasonably average track record out of Western Australia.
Yep.
However, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to just throw you on the spot. You might know, because I don't know. Shuey, did he get off for that elbow to the...
Don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he should have got one or two for that. He elbowed him. Did apologise straight away, but sorry, that's too late. But anyway, we're not too sure how he got on. He mightn't even come up yet because here we are on Tuesday.
It is.
Then we had Collingwood and St Kilda. That's can we skip by this? St Kilda winning that just.
They should have won by heaps. They were so far ahead, Phil, that they just slowed down.
Okay. And the last game was the Bulldogs versus North Melbourne. North Melbourne early were quite competitive.
Yeah.
Bulldogs ran over the top.
Yeah.
So, So quickly this week, we'll run through this week's. Port and Melbourne, Thursday night in Adelaide, capacity crowd.
I'm definitely going for Melbourne.
Port for me. Essendon and Adelaide.
Essendon will win that game.
Hawthorn and Fremantle in Tassie.
Hawthorn will beat them.
I'm going Frio. I've picked Frio and I'm not going to change and I'll stay there. Carlton and Geelong. I'm going Geelong.
Geelong.
Brisbane, St Kilda.
Brisbane.
Brisbane. GWS and Gold Coast.
GWS.
For me too. Bulldogs and Sydney.
Bulldogs.
It's actually a funny old game, but it's going to be in Melbourne, so yeah. Bulldogs for me.
Yep.
Richmond and Collingwood.
Richmond.
Yeah, same.
Well, they have to win.
And I tell you what, lucky the COVID's gone. West Coast and North Melbourne, which will be in Perth now?
Well, I'm going to go. I thought it was going to be in Melbourne, and I was very tempted to go North Melbourne. But in Perth, agree. I've got to go for West Coast.
Agree.
In fact, if it was in Tasmania, I'd certainly invest in North Melbourne. But it's not. It's in WA. All right, there you go.
Yep. Okay, just a couple of little quick things on the AFL. Motlop plays his 200th.
Yes.
This week.
Yeah, you're not keen on him, are you?
Not really. I think it's his last year before he gets, whether he gets another contract or whatever. Not a big fan of his. Bit now and then-ish, isn't he? Comes and goes.
Well, he does.
But he hasn't been too bad for us.
He's been reasonable.
One I really have got my back of my hair at the back of... Riley Bonner. It's got to go.
Got to go?
No more than an SANFL player. I'm sorry. Well, you watch his game. If he gets a game this week, you watch his game.
Well,
mistake after mistake. Oh.
Have you nearly given up your Port Adelaide membership? Or are you going all right there?
Can't afford it.
Oh.
I'll be there. Well,
perhaps you can explain to me then, since you're the guru of the Port Adelaide, if Bonner's in, it's at the expense of Hamish Hartlett.
Who I reckon might get delisted at the end of the year. I think they're sort of putting the signs out. You're not getting a game. This is your last year. He's got to get another contract next year. I reckon he might be gone.
Well, folks, you're hearing it first on Sports Central, and Phil's got the inside running. But Hamish, surely he's got to play this week, doesn't he?
Well, you would think. He should be playing ahead of a couple of these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, we better get on with the local footy.
The BLNG.
BLNG.
Yep.
It saw a cracker game there at Freeling last week. Freeling Kapunda. Rang you at half time and...
You did.
It was nip and tuck.
Well, I've done a little bit of research, not only for my footy report, but... for sort of projecting into the future. And putting it bluntly, it seems almost silly when a side wins by 8 or 9 goals. But I think Kapunda, here it is, folks, blew any chance they had of making the 4 by simply not winning by enough. And off air, I went through the games with Phil, and the huge margins that just about every side's beaten Freeling by, which means that Kapunda's, you know, say 8-goal win, 50-odd points or whatever it was, counts for about half of what other sides have been beating
them. Yeah, that's right, exactly.
And when you spoke to me at halftime, they were only 2 or 3 goals in front.
I couldn't believe it.
And I honestly think that puts them, although they're equal, there's 4 sides equal in 3rd and 4th spot, as it were, but it puts Kapunda 2 and a bit percentage points down, which, as you said to me, is almost the equivalent of a game.
Yeah.
Now, unless Kapunda can upset a couple of those sides, they are not going to make the 4 because they've blown the chance to get a big percentage.
Yep.
I mean, it was not a shockingly wet or slippery ground. And the fact is that they got that margin simply in the second half of the game. So why didn't they do it in the first half?
Nice and warm it would have been out
there. Oh, yeah.
My sister was at Barossa. Oh. She rang me. And as I said to you at halftime, and Tanunda were down by a goal or two. And I said, you're joking. And I couldn't believe it. But anyway, they went on. I mean, Tanunda went on and beat Barossa quite comfortably. But
well, in my predicted research, which counts for absolutely nothing... If you look at the very close wins, 2 or 3 of them that South have had over sides, you look at the premiership table and they're a Monty ahead. But if you take into account those close games and the fact that there's all these sides vying for 3rd and 4th, all with the same points. You're going to hear it first tonight. I still reckon Tanunda will win the premiership.
I've said it pre-season, that was my tip, and I haven't changed from that. I watched the South Williston game. They live streamed it. Not overly impressed with South at all. Yeah. Admittedly, Dean Cutting, leading goal kicker, was out for South. But other than that, I couldn't pick anybody else being out there. Shouldn't have won. Williston should have won that. And wasn't a bad game to watch on the live stream. Quite
see,
good.
They're the other team that have won a number of games. They're up and down like a yo-yo as well. Williston have won a number of games by very small margins. I mean, but the big thing that they have done is beat the Freelings, flogged them, etc. And that's where Kapunda, you know, they stuffed up badly at the weekend, I think.
And there's another team that stuffed up badly on the weekend was Angaston.
Oh.
Got absolutely flogged. Yeah. I think we both tipped Newry.
Yeah.
But they flogged them.
Yeah.
Look, I reckon they might be a little dark horse too, Newry.
Oh,
got a
well,
fair side there. The Bentley boys are kicking a bag of goals.
If it wasn't in, you know, and of course, you're only as good as the results of next week's games. But if it wasn't that Kapunda had such a poor relative percentage, I would almost predict that Angaston could miss out on the four, but I don't think they will. But time will tell.
Yeah.
Well, we're running out of time.
We are. I'll quickly run through this week's games. We'll have a quick tip on the way through, and then we'll have a joke, and that will be it, folks.
Yes.
And tea's cooking. I can smell it out in the background there.
Well, honestly, the producer is all
here
over
for tea tonight. Yeah. Lovely gesture yours, Rick. Freeling and South. Right,
South.
Next game.
Yes.
South, right. Williston and Brosser.
Williston.
I'm going Williston. They weren't a bad side. I watched that last week. Tanunda and Angaston. Tanunda by
plenty.
I think plenty. And Central and Kapunda. Well, I think I'm going Central.
Well, it's interesting because that's the big game. I mean, Central, of course, have to win to because they're a game behind the four, you know, the four that are all equal.
Yep.
Now, Kapunda beat them in the first round. But
Is that Central?
Yes. And it's one of those things where Central at their best still are at a good side. And I think the incentive may well be, I'm going to go for Central as well.
Me too.
Yep.
So anyway. We've tipped the same.
We have. Now, did you hear about the Aussie Rule supporter who was walking along the beach at Glenelg? And he kicked and found a bottle. He picked it up and he rubbed it and out popped a genie.
Wow.
Your wish is my command, the genie said. And the young supporter said, I want to be as fast as Charlie Cameron, as good a player as Dusty Martin, and as great a captain as Joel Selwood. The genie looked back and replied to him, I think you better put me back in the bottle.
Wouldn't we all like to be that?
That's right. Okay, guys, that's it. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.